The good.
The good.
The bad.
The bad.
And
the ugly.
The ugly. With Terence Pillay.
Hello, Terence.
Hello, Darren.
What are you doing today?
Darren, do you remember a few years ago I started a campaign to get children to start reading again? You know, it was called Back to Books.
Yes.
And together with some actor friends of mine, we went into schools, held reading workshops in an effort to get children to start developing a love for reading. So naturally, I think I was a little ahead of my time because this past weekend, the Department of Education and the National Education Collaboration Trust, or NECT, launched a national reading program, which I think is incredible. You know, before this, there were a number of smaller initiatives like the Read to Lead campaign and the Drop Everything and Read, which is the acronym's DEAR.
Yes.
The idea behind DEAR is that every day, everybody within a schooling community at a particular time would drop everything, just pick up a book or some other reading material and read for some time.
Yeah.
So from the security guard at the gate to the cleaner to the cook, teachers, learners, everybody models a reading for pleasure practice. It's an amazing initiative, but it's for me, it's also very important that parents read to their children. Unfortunately, not all parents are literate, but that's also okay. Mm-hmm. Perhaps in these instances, if you can't read to your children could read to you.
Okay, yes.
Spend time doing this, even if it means paging through a picture book together. You need to build this culture of, it's good to read, it's okay to read, it's fun to read.
Mm.
Part of the problem in getting children to read is that there isn't too much reading material that resonates with local young people. And so at the early childhood phase, we should be encouraging things like mother tongue reading, for example, reading in your home language.
Sure.
As opposed to necessarily trying to read in English. There's a lot of research and evidence that says that will support future learning in other languages.
No, I'm with you on that. I agree.
And I think we have this tendency to be very monolingual in our approach towards reading, whereas we should be multilingual.
Yeah.
The idea is for us to become a reading nation, which we are not at the moment. And people start to read later on in their lives when they discover the value and enjoyment they can get from it. But we need to be encouraging reading from a young age. And take a listen to this. If you look at the PIRLS, P-I-R-L-S, which is the Program for International Reading and Literacy Study, they did an assessment of grade 6 learners and found that only about 25% of children could read for meaning at the grade level. The figures are shocking. We have a massive reading crisis, and I don't think people are taking it as seriously as they should. You know, there's sufficient evidence that's stacked up now, and there's sufficient acknowledgement of how serious the problem is, that there needs to be a national
response.
Can
I also give a... when I heard about DEAR, Drop Everything and Read, right? And I'm trying to encourage my daughter to do the same. And we have many books around, so that she can just pick up one. She can continue with the Harry Potter, or she can continue with The Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Yes.
But it's not fair for her when I say, go stop everything, go and read, while I play on the PlayStation, while I go and do something. So what we do now is we go sit in the garden and we'll do, okay, drop everything and read. We both go read. I go read my book. She reads her book. And we take 20 minutes to read. So you must remember the environment has to be conducive as well.
Yes, 100%. And also it's material that resonates with her.
Sure.
And her lived experiences.
Yeah.
So what we should be doing is getting material that resonates with young people's lived experiences. And coming
100%.
Up, I will tell you a little more about
nice.
That.
Nice. Go on.
The good.
The good.
The bad.
The bad.
And
the ugly.
The ugly. With Terence Pillay.
So you're quite right. Terence has been championing this for a while. Our Department of Education is now championing it as well. What is called DEAR, Drop Everything and Read. And we've established you can't just tell your kids, now drop everything and read, if you don't follow suit. You can't just have all your friends over and have a nice big social. You go tell your child to go sit in the corner and read a book. Join them in that process. Read your own book.
100%. So in a response to this crisis, a reading crisis that we have, and in an effort to provide a national response to the reading challenges faced in South Africa.
Let me just reiterate that. You said earlier, only 25% of grade 6 can recall
read for meaning.
Read for meaning. That's only 1 in 4. children at grade six.
Grade six.
That's insane. All right, so it is a crisis.
So the National Education Collaboration Trust, together with the Department of Education's Reach Lead campaign, they've established the National Reading Coalition. It's a self-sustaining, agile ecosystem of reading initiatives across the country.
Okay.
The thing is, we can't just sit idly by and have just these little organizations that are doing their best in small corners.
Mm.
You know, like Nali Bali, the Reed Educational Trust, African Storybook, to name a few.
Mm.
They're all significant, but there needs to be a more coordinated effort with a national campaign that implores everybody to get behind this.
Mm.
And it can be any small organization, a religious group, schools, parents, anyone who understands the importance of it.
Mm.
And we can provide accessible reading material that can be used with children.
Mm-hmm.
And this material needs to be something that resonates with them and that's authentic to that child's experience. And they are out there. For example, Nali Bali has an incredible range of short stories written by young people for young people.
Mm.
These are stories that children will relate to as it involves their lived experiences. African Storybook also has an amazing set of books that are beautifully illustrated and in multiple languages from across Africa as well as local languages. You know, there's also Funza, which is a mobile book app that you can download, and there are a lot of short stories on there as well. What's nice about them is that it's all open source, so you can get them for free.
Nice.
But there are also the municipal libraries that are there for the express purpose of lending books to people. I had a card when I was growing up.
Hopefully you're still in a province that hasn't burnt down this library.
Yes.
Okay, you're one of those lucky ones.
And my nieces have cards now, and they go to the local library every Saturday to check out books, which they read during the week.
Mm.
You can make it an activity with your children, and it's free.
But most of your bookstores in the malls as well, they have couching areas where you could just go and sit down and read a book for a bit.
100%.
So that's an option. It doesn't have to cost you any money.
Yeah. You know, the other thing that we need to do is make sure that teachers are reading.
Mm.
Because it all feeds into this whole culture of not reading. Mm. In the English curriculum, they still have set books and set poems and so on.
Mm.
But are people reading for pleasure?
Yeah.
If children didn't read, how would they be able to assimilate any information?
Mm.
And how would they process information and make connections to existing knowledge without being able to read? Children need to be taught to read for understanding and to read for meaning.
Mm-hmm.
That's the source of all knowledge, the ability to read and read with understanding. It's a fundamental tool.
Quite right. All right. Thank you, Terrence.
Thank you, Darren.
Darren Ball, Gary Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.